Blog Talk Radio.
Love that song, the Demira theme. Yes, hello everyone and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the last 2 weeks of the show. We've been gone for the last couple of weeks, so I think we have a lot to catch up on. Before we do that, I just want to let everyone know that they can find us on Twitter at Diva Abdul and on Facebook at Diva Days. And we also still have our blog at www.divadaysofourlives.com. And we also can find us on iTunes. So I think we're going to be having a caller call in. I think Anna's going to be calling in soon. Hello?
Hi, this is
Angela.
Angela.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
hi, Angela.
How are you?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Hello, Anna?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Angela's here too.
Hi
there.
Angela.
Okay.
Hey there.
I just introduced the show. Glad everyone could make it. I just said we haven't been here for the last couple weeks, so we have a lot to catch up on. So I just wanted to Angela's here. And Angela, you want to say what your where they people can find you at on Twitter?
Yeah, at Pragmatic Days.
And Anna?
Angela, I don't think we could hear you on that. Could you repeat your handle?
At Pragmatic Days.
Okay.
And
I'm at Kazi Hooch.
And I'm at Mama_Hooch. And I think I'm going to plug the Hapkas because we haven't done that for a while. So it's at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. So they can call in if they want any time.
Hopefully Bob's feeling better.
Yeah.
He's had
They've both
time
been
recently. So
yeah.
They both had issues this year. So sending love to them, and hopefully they're back up and running. So
And then at Diva Abdul.
Carrie was able to be here tonight.
Yeah, and also we'll have to add at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow, to the and all the other ones. People are out there, there's a lot of them. I don't see too many of them tweeting so much anymore. Now, Teo's out there. I mean, everyone's love. I don't know if anybody's been following him, but he's given out teases. Every time he comes back from a show or doing a show, he teases what's kind of who he worked with that day and kind of gives a tease without telling what's going on. He's always fun to watch because it kind of building up the anticipation and, gives a good build up there.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have to see.
Yeah.
Andre's up So.
Did you guys see this, the picture that Deidre Hall tweeted of her and Lauren Coslow? They were at the New Year's Eve. Basic Black was in the background. So, of course, we're all wondering what's going on there. And anyway, it's just kind of crazy to think that they're taping New Year's Eve right now.
New Year's Eve, And then did you see the picture with Teo and Deidre and Lauren with the picture that they tweeted?
Yes.
Three of them with Teo in the middle with his black leather jacket. One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a good one. So, and he'll also tweet some, either Lauren or him, or Deidre. They all been tweeting little pictures here and there. And I guess all the other ones are, too, So they're all giving out little teasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe that they're taping for New Year's Eve already. It's a little kind of ridiculous.
I know.
I just want to get
Let's just hope there's not another elephant story that we have to live through for the next.
Oh God! But we're not done with the elephant story. I don't think we're done with the elephant. We haven't seen the elephants because Serena and Xander are still there. Because Serena was causing trouble. She actually went into the confessional and, you know, even bugged the confessional to, tape Eric's confession to the priest about him almost sleeping with Nicole. So I thought maybe we can start off with that. I said, okay, Serena, you know, she just happened, of course, in all soap things, you know, she just happened to overhear Eric saying that he was going to, you know, to the church to talk to the priest. So she gets there ahead of them, obviously, and must bug the confessional or whatever. And Eric kind of confesses that he still has feelings for Nicole and that they almost made love. So, of course, she takes that information to Daniel, which I don't know what the big deal is because they didn't actually made love. They stopped. And in that whole situation, whether she thought she was going to, I guess she's going to figure she was going to cause trouble for Nicole and that was going to break them up and everything. But so he finds out all this information and Nicole comes back. So, which is, they finally made Nicole do the right thing. And he told her.
Good. That, good,
they were engaged, you know, they're engaged, but one final thing he said he wanted to ask Nicole, is there anything else between us or any other secrets or anything you think that I should know? And, of course, all this time, Daniel knows that there is. So he's waiting to see. He's kind of testing her, I guess, in a way, you know, but she breaks down and says, yes, there is, Daniel. She comes clean, says what happens, and, of course, she's bawling, and in her mind, she's thinking it's over. He's not going to forgive her and all that. But she turns to go, and he grabs her, and he says, you're not going anywhere. And they talk about it, and he basically, you know, understands how that could have happened in the, you know, when they didn't think they were going to live. And,
I wonder if he did a flashback. Yeah, I wonder if they did a flashback to him almost sleeping with Kristen that time. Maybe that helped him understand.
Yeah, and actually, Nicole did not bring that up, which she could have brought that up. You know what I mean? But there was no need to because, you know.
Well, finally, they're writing her to be human again. You know, it's like.
Yeah, and it's like,
it's
come on,
so frustrating
Nicole, finally,
to see the decline of Nicole.
Yeah, finally, that she did the right thing and it paid off for her by telling the truth where she's always scheming and lying and everything. So, I mean, I like that part. I'm there. Oh, that's fine. So now they seem really happy together. Of course, we all know now, because we all know that Daniel's leaving. So, and I've heard rumors that he gets killed, too, just like Aiden does. So there's a bunch of them are supposed to get killed. So I don't know. This is just rumors that I'm hearing. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, Aiden's supposed to get killed. I'm thinking Clyde probably kills Aiden. I'm thinking.
I was watching the scenes with Hope and Aiden in the park and on the bench, and I was just like, sometimes when they try to contrive the romance and everything, it irritates the crap out of me. Like back when they tried to make, Natalie whoever was playing, the two actresses that played
Taylor.
Nicole's sister that never worked out. Neither one of them ever had any chemistry. And they're like, you know, let's go have a picnic at the, you know, park. Well, you know, it was so contrived because it wasn't real. And the same thing with some of the other things we've seen. So I was watching this and it just took me back. The scenes with Daniel Cosgrove and Christian Alfonso, they look so good together, I have to say, on a superficial level. But I just loved those scenes, and I thought, this is the kind of romance that I miss in daytime. You know, I felt, anyway, that it kind of took me back to the romance that I remembered back in the day.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
Yeah, there really hasn't been any romance on days for a long time. Like that we can remember,
right?
Like, you know, I don't know. Like these couples just get together. There's no romance like the old Beau and Hope or the or like Tony
yeah.
and Anna, or like that old that old time, you know, Love in the Afternoon type stuff.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. even with, and that whole JJ and Paige thing, they messed that young couple up by having him sleep with
I know.
And then that whole thing. But yeah. I don't.
Because they're really
other
cute,
than, I guess, Hope and Aiden, I guess, kind of what they've been doing with Hope and Aiden, I guess.
Yeah.
Right now is the only thing
mm-hmm.
that's going on. I guess we have some new couples.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know where they're going to go. Now we're going to have all these new teenagers. That's another thing. All these new, they're all being sourced. And I just saw an actress just the other day. She's 19, I think. And I think they think it's going to be Sierra, which it looks like she could be. She has long, real pretty, long dark hair.
Oh, wow.
So, and like Claire's coming back, and Theo's being so aged, so's Chase, and then there's Joey. So we're going to have all these young teenagers.
All these young people. So.
Yeah. But then
well,
as
far as the romance goes, I think probably Miss Melissa Salmons is the one that's really been writing that. And she's great.
Okay.
She wrote a lot of the EJ and Sammy stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're right. I think, you know, I hadn't looked on at the end of the show yet on that one, but I bet you it is probably her. I'll have to look later.
But the thing is when they're all so far ahead, you know, we know here we can't even get invested in Hope and Aiden because we know he's going to be giggled off.
I
that's the only thing
that.
Is when they leak. I know.
I just
hate
that.
Same
when
with Daniel
and
Nicole.
When they so far ahead and they know the cast changes, it just ruins.
Yeah, they're already
it ruins gone. What you're watching because you're like, I can't get invested. Even though we all know that most soap couples have their ups and downs
right.
and they break up or whatever. I mean, Lord knows we tried, we hoped for that with Daniel and Jennifer forever before they finally did. But, it you know, that's a given in the soap world. So you never should feel too secure. Plus, sometimes it gets boring if it's too secure. But it's hard when you know they're literally not going to be there. And you're already thinking, oh, man, I'm enjoying this so much. And then, poof, it's going to go away, you know. And I hate that. I really hate that.
Yeah,
I just think there's so much they could have done with Daniel Cosgrove, even if Bo returned and Hope and Bo reunite. I really like him
mm-hmm.
a lot. It's going to be a shame to
mm-hmm.
lose him.
Jamie in the chat room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jamie's in the chat room. And she said,
hey, Jamie.
The romance, a little, She says she's had a lot of work and she has a sore throat, so she's in the chat room. So I'm trying to see what she's saying. And she said there was some romance. That's another subject we can talk. Is Abby and Chad, where he declared his love for Abby.
Yeah,
he came over. Yeah, and so that was kind of he. Billy Flynn did a good job. He got all emotional, and I think you know he's very believable. And, you know,
he's a really good actor. He's very natural.
Yeah.
You can tell. You know, you can tell he's one of those fresh faced discoveries. Oh my gosh! I have a friend that's in the at one of the fan events in Long Beach. He's at several of them actually this weekend. And
did they go?
Sent a picture of Billy Flynn and oh my gosh, his eyes. He has those blue eyes. Like oh. So
did you see that? And what did you guys think of that? I mean, I guess Will kind of got them together and encouraged Abby to come and finally, you know, to talk to Chad. So I guess Abby's kind of going to now wait until she gets a paternity result.
So
let's ask you this.
So how do they do the paternity without getting DNA from the other two people? So how is she going to do that without knowing? Without them knowing.
Well, they got Chad's. They have what Kayla did was get Chad's DNA because it's on file. So they have Chad's DNA. So they're going to take it and just test him. And it's going to say positive or negative. But it's going to say, if it's Chad, it's going to say negative anyway because Clyde threatened the lab tech. And he told him, when you get the
result. Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, when you get these results, he's threatened his lab tech. He figured out, he had his man figure out which guy's the lab tech. He cornered him in the park, called him, and he had people at his, he has a wife and a little kid. So he had his guys at their house. You know, he said, the lady said, there's a guy from the water company you said, they said you called, and they're here to fix something. Well, no, that's not what it was. It was their guy. So he threatened his family, he said, so tomorrow when you get the results, whatever it says, that person is not the father, DNA or whatever they're testing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and you know, it's, they're going to say negative because we know it's going to be positive anyway. It's, you know, we know it's going to be
Chaff. We know about the Demira seed.
Yeah,
we know
those
about
Demira,
the magical Demira seed. So we know that.
Yeah. So, but
wow. Okay,
because yeah,
I missed some episodes, but oh my gosh,
Clyde
boy, the drama.
His dirty. You know, stuff. But he's going to get his.
So
too,
at some
sure.
point, so at some point after the baby's born, there will be an emergency, and you know they'll need
probably.
Blood drawn or something. And
well,
they'll
and then,
find out that way.
Yeah, and then Ben, Clyde gave Ben his mother's ring, engagement ring.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so he asked Abigail to marry him. So of course she's gonna think that it's Ben's baby. So she's probably gonna say yes.
Oh boy.
That's all right. Big brother Andre's coming back. He'll set things
straight.
Yes. Great.
Yes.
Because
those puppy dog eyes, Chad just looking at her like, oh my gosh. I mean,
oh yes.
I really think they're good together. I really like them.
Uh huh.
But you know what? I've really grown to like. I mean, I think that. I hate to say it, but I can't remember. Rob Wilson. What's the name of the guy that plays Ben?
His real name.
Something Wilson.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
he
seems like he's a really cute guy, you know, and he seems really sweet and all. I know.
Okay. He's getting
I've
a little
heard,
better.
I think. Yeah. But I mean, I still think the chemistry is definitely with Abby and Chad. And you know, it's ironic because before, unfortunately, as much as I liked Casey Diedrich, you know, I thought he was adorable, but he really had trouble having chemistry with anyone. And so it's interesting to see this new Chad have great chemistry with her.
Mm-hmm. He's a much better Chad than Casey was, I think. More believable as a Demira,
well,
I think.
I liked Casey. I liked Casey from the standpoint of like the guys being friends and all that. I liked him. He's like a guy's guy, kind of like in that way. But I just didn't think maybe he was still developing as an actor. I don't know, but I just didn't find the love scenes usually, even with his own then girlfriend, that believable. So anyway, so. That.
So what else? We're talking about Cloud. You want to talk about Kate? Did you see the Kate scenes? Any Kate scenes, Anna?
I saw some. Oh. I saw some, and I'm trying to think. I know on Friday the Justin and Kate scenes. I really like those two together. I wish they would pursue that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I mean.
They're really, they could really be hot together.
Mm-hmm.
Their witty, I like their witty repartee and their, I just really like the chemistry between those two, but, you know, we probably won't have that kind of luck, but I really like watching their scenes. And then I'm trying to think on Monday, I think I just saw Monday and Fridays, so let's see, Mondays, Kate's doing the whole thing with Paul, right? And so,
she's kind of on him, but. And they had that new thing called Vanquished that she came up with, and everybody hated.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, and then I guess Will come up with Marita. Go figure, you know. But then she must have said how she said to Justin that, you know, that I guess it was a good idea bringing Paul Marita on because I guess the sales are going like through the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was something about Lucas too. He was suing them for copy or.
Oh yeah.
You know. Stealing stuff or something, but that must have went.
Oh yeah,
know,
and
so.
and you noticed Luke. I noticed that Lucas referred to her as Kate when he was talking to Justin. You and Kate, like he's so pissed at his mom still.
Oh yeah, he's still.
But I also like the scene where Kate walked into the kid's apartment and Adrian was babysitting Ari, and. You know, she kind of insinuated, was Lucas in the other room or whatever, you know, kind of thing. And she's like, no, I'm babysitting, you know. And but the little outfit, the little swimsuit with the little matching, that was okay. That was really pretty funny. Those scenes are pretty funny, where they were kind of playing grandmas at that point. They weren't being adversaries so much. It was really cute. She brings in this swimsuit with the little floaters, and mm-hmm. attached to the swimsuit. And Adrian goes, yeah, because she refuses to wear them. That drives me crazy. And she goes, and I think they both chimed in with, because they don't match her swimsuit or whatever. So then she says, so I figured I'd just get her one that's matched. So it was cute.
Yeah, one that matched. Yeah. And I like that, the outfit Kate had on before. Although I think I saw that outfit before. But I saw that with the red skirt.
That outfit.
Because I remember
the necklace
that before.
Too, that she had on and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and the blue
well,
necklace.
Yeah, she does a lot of mixing and matching, because I remember I have certain outfits in my mind or blouses in my mind that I think, oh, yeah, that was the scene she was wearing that when she broke up with Daniel or something like that. I just remember some of that.
Oh, okay.
And it's cool because what
you
they
would
do
remember
is they recycle them. But it's cool because they recycle them to the point that they reinvent the way they present it, so it's not exactly the way it looked the first time she wore it, kind of thing. So I think that's pretty cool. I love how that, you know, how she kind of they kind of mix and match and put it with different combinations and stuff like that. So, but anyway, so and of course Kate looked fabulous. So I don't know, Angela, what did you think?
Well, I think as far as Lauren Coslow always looks great. I really wish that they had more story for I'm hoping that it's going to be either more story just with she and Justin or she and Tony, or I guess a lot of people have been, I guess, guessing that maybe Abe Martinez, who when he joins, I guess it's
mm-hmm.
Eduardo,
mm-hmm.
That would be a good couple.
That could be hot.
A triangle like that, Andre and Abe Martinez and that would be fun.
I think someone said a week or two ago that it really A. Martinez not working that frequently. I know he's recurring, I think. I don't think he's contract.
No.
I'm not sure, but they had said that he had not been working that many days. So I don't know how, you know, again, I think I've heard a possible storyline for him. I won't say because I don't know for sure if that's it or not. But I do think A. Martinez would be a great duo with with Kate, because I think ultimately Justin and Adrian are probably going to make it back to each other.
I think they're going to be back together. Because they're both on contract.
Especially
now.
Since Dina Higley. Well, plus Dina Higley announces right away when she comes back how much she loves Adrian and Justin. So it's kind of a no-brainer. But the sad thing is I think that I've really enjoyed Adrian and Lucas, and I've really enjoyed Justin and Kate. So it's like, dang, you know, I wish they would have gone that direction more, you know, maybe. But you just have a feeling with Dina that she probably is going to put them back together. So,
we're all pushing for Josh really hard. I said we're all pushing Josh to really do well with the show.
We'll see who wears the pants in the writing family.
I wish that they would really give Lucas a complete storyline for himself.
He's always getting thrown under the bus.
What's that?
He's getting thrown under the bus. Yeah. Oh, you like him with Teresa? Lucas.
I do. When she first came on, she said that that's who they put her with to do her screen test. I think she's more evil than Sammy, you know, obviously they don't really, we all had conversations about how limited as far as dimension the character of Teresa is, but if she was a little bit more dimensional, and then she really could position herself to be kind of like a Sammy, and Lucas certainly has got experience in having to deal with that. And so I still kind of like them together, but I don't know that that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, Will
certainly don't
like,
look close like it right now.
He's more like his mother now. I think even Marlena said, there was a scene, I don't know if it was this week or last week, when she was talking to Will, when he was scheming again, and she said, you're just like your mother or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, yeah.
Well, they've got to do something with Will. I mean, I don't know what they're planning to do. I have no idea. There's all kinds of rumors out there, but they need to do something with Will one way or the other.
Would you be setting up Derek? he's setting up Derek, you know, to make sure he can, trying to hook up Derek and Paul. So, he's, I mean, he's still trying. He's still playing games with Derek, although it seems to be
quite
working.
Quite honestly, I kind of get glazed over every time Will comes on now. I kind of glaze over it.
Yeah, he's kind of not likable anymore, where he was likable before. I don't know if it's the actor or it's just the writing. I mean, what they're, you know, how they're making him. I don't know.
Well, it's definitely partly the writing, at least. Again, I don't know if it's all the writing, but it's just not interesting to me. Kind of frustrating.
Okay, you were talking about Teresa. I guess there was a storyline there with the nannies, you know, because she wants to stay in that house, because once they get a nanny, he's telling her she's gone. So she's, you know, she got all these nannies, these horrible nannies. You know, she's paying them off to be horrible when they can't find anybody. So she gets that old, she was something else, you know, nanny. But then she walks in and there Brady has Mary Poppins sitting there, you know.
She spit her gum out at the house. She, you know, Teresa said to get rid of her gum, and she spit it out.
Because she wanted, because Teresa was paying her to go in and tell Brady that she's such a wonderful mother and blah, blah, blah. But this lady couldn't even put on an act that she was a good nanny. She was just bad from the beginning with the interview. So I thought that was kind of funny.
But the new nanny, is it her name Emma or Emily?
Emma. I didn't catch, because they called her Mary Poppins. Well, now their nanny says, you have Mary Poppins in there, so.
They do. She was precious. I loved her. I was so glad she was there. I was worried about them having the baby with the evil one. That would not have been good.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's going to go on there although I still think they eventually want to get Brady and Teresa, I guess, together. But I don't know. I don't like them together. But there's always Nicole, because Nicole might be available. You know, if Daniel leaves, if Eric leaves. So I don't know. That's another rumor about Eric. So I don't know. Did anybody hear that?
I have not heard that. I had not heard that until you mentioned that.
Okay. Of course, there's always rumors that there's a bunch of people leaving, you know, or get killed off. There's something. Did you hear the rumor supposed to be a serial killer? Somebody said something about that now. I'm sure hoping it's not Andre, so I don't know. Have to see. But
I keep thinking it's Ben.
Could be Ben.
He's getting a little bit more creepy. I don't know. It's just me.
So, anything else? I'm trying to think. What else we have?
I was interested. This is probably the first time this week I've seen the actual Edge nightclub. You know, they always are talking about it. For some reason, I've missed all the episodes where they've ever been inside there.
It was very dark, too.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, it's just, Rafe just does not look like a bar owner or a bar manager to
Rafe,
me.
No.
I just felt like it was just all very odd every time he would pop up.
I'm sorry,
you know?
Rafe doesn't look like much of anything to me.
Hey.
And there was
he looks good. He looks good on Kate. Let's put it that way. That's about it.
Oh, I mean, he was handsome. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He's a good looking man.
But he's so boring. And even Clyde said, there was a line, and I can't remember what Clyde said.
He wasn't boring with Kate, though. He really wasn't boring. He was funny with Kate. I like that.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
Well, then maybe they should put them two back together. He said something about him, about Kate being with Kate or something. She likes the exciting ones or something. I forget what it was. And I said, yeah, well, that sure isn't Rafe. Although Clyde anymore isn't there. Yeah.
Oh, I
really.
Know. I feel, you know, I really, I feel
Clyde
sad.
Clyde started
you know,
out different. They
reason.
Just made him, he's like unlikable now.
It's a shame because James Reed was such a pleasure to watch. And I just hate
you know, what they've done, and it, I don't know. I just, it makes me sad.
Well, he's a great actor. He is a great actor.
Oh, he is.
It really is to me. And again, I've never been, this whole Poplar Bluff thing has just not, has never really sat with me well. But I think it's, they certainly can attract some really good talent, but whether they use them or not, that's another story.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, we have a caller I'm going to bring on.
Hello.
Hey,
hi,
Kenneth.
Hey, sweethearts.
Hey,
how are you guys doing?
Hey,
I miss
good.
You guys so much. I've been busy the
Aww.
Past month. I've been in the hospital 3 times.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's been horrific. It's been a horrific experience, but I'm so glad that I am still here, still around.
And I've
missed out on some things on Days of Our Lives. It's like every time I look up, it's always something different, some changes or something. And I think
we're
maybe 2 weeks away, 2 or 3 weeks away from the new regime. Congratulations to Days for being renewed for another year.
Hey, was that ever confirmed? Was that confirmed?
Yes.
That was kind of like, yeah.
I saw that.
It was already.
I saw that
anyway.
Tweeted somewhere, but I don't know. Oh, okay.
So I haven't heard this.
It
so it's, when was it renewed? It's renewed through 2017.
Well, somebody
no.
Somebody tweeted it, but it wasn't from an authoritarian.
Not true.
It wasn't from.
Well,
an,
it was already.
An,
it was already.
Official.
It's been 2016.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
it was almost like
too.
It was
okay.
out there being
okay.
new, but it really wasn't new because it is.
No. Okay, okay. I was wondering when I saw that. Okay, that seemed odd to me. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, because usually, my thing is usually if I didn't see it on MichaelFerrimanSoaps.com, and usually if I see it on there, I know it's official then. But. I saw it on something else. I don't exactly remember what the website was exactly.
That last renewal covered
yeah.
it in 2016, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
oh,
you're right.
Because
they
yeah,
got
we've
it
all,
for
it,
the next...
And they're already
the
filming 2016. You know, they're already into 2016 filming, actually, so...
No. I think frustration at times we thought they'll just cancel it after the anniversary, but I mean that contractually I think it ran through September of 2016.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
But you're right, they could be finished filming that in March.
In March, yes. They'd be done in March. Yeah.
So I need you girls to catch me up on some things. Okay, because I'm a little bit behind. I know that James Reed is leaving, is that correct?
James Reed, yeah, I've heard he's been late. He'll leave.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay. Is Aiden gone?
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
Okay, that really upsets me. Okay, so I guess they're going to put Bo and Hope back together again.
But I don't think Bo's going to be there long term, from what I understand. Did you hear anything, Angela? I think it's just a short.
No, I haven't gotten the sense that I think he was doing a recurring bid. I don't think, they've relocated to Tennessee. And from what I'm understanding, I don't think he's going to be there, beyond maybe the Christmas, New Year's time period.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's coming back for a short time.
So they're leaving Hope open maybe for.
Brave.
Well, you know what?
Because Rave has eyes for Hope right now.
What I will say with that regarding that is, you notice when he it seems like his female counterpart makes him better. I mean, I really liked him with Sammy.
Well, yeah.
I liked him with Kate as well, but then that's the genius that there is Lawrence. Lauren Coslow and Allison Sweeney. I think they'll make a dog look good. You know what I mean? So with that, I'm not really liking
I think it's probably pretty good that they, I mean, that's probably the best association he could come up with would be with Hope on that show, as far as his longevity. Of course, now he's got the new story coming up with his dad, but, you know, I found it really interesting and surprised that they never really bring it up in the dialogue, because he's constantly going and asking Hope the details of what's going on with Clyde. And, it's not appropriate for her, really, in her capacity to be telling Rafe, who's not even on the force, who's not an FBI agent anymore, who really has no authority, unless we find out he's been undercover all this time.
I wonder if they're going to kill Clyde off, or if he's going to get arrested, or whatever the case may be, or carted off.
Stefano or Victor might kill him off. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's been pretty interesting because, Stefano hasn't figured out yet that his house has been bugged.
Are you sure?
Yes. Well,
I think he knows. I think the whole story about Ireland is probably something that he's made up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, to pour into what Clyde would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know that. That's just my imagination. So that's absolutely not a gospel there.
And is Daniel leaving or is he staying?
He's leaving.
So that has been confirmed?
Pretty much so, I'm thinking. That's what I've been hearing. I don't know if it's confirmed.
I mean, I just... okay.
There's a lot leaving.
Is Eric staying?
I've heard that as a rumor that he's going.
But I haven't heard that at all. About Greg Vaughn, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
about
that's just
Greg
a rumor
Vaughn.
That I've heard. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because my thing is,
I'm hoping not.
I was so hoping that he was gonna one way or another he was gonna end up with Nicole. I really prefer him with Nicole. They do a lot better together. Daniel is just a horny horn dog. I mean, I just. That's the best way I could say it. I mean, he's almost like a desperate housewife. I mean, with all the women he has been with, and I'm actually happy that they didn't let Nicole sabotage herself this time. This
right, we've talked about it.
It was wonderful. So I mean, and to see Serena's plan backfire was worth it. Let's see, what else is on my mind? Oh, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. I haven't been using Block Talk a whole lot, so I think Jen is in there. Jen's in there. Hi, sweetheart.
Thanks.
I love you. Everybody that's in the chat room, love you all very much. And let's see, what else is going on? I like the fact that they brought Sal from All My Children. I think she did wonderful in the sex trafficking story on All My Children. So it'll be interesting to see what she does on there and what capacity she is being used for. How do you guys feel about the new Philip?
I would rather have JKJ. I don't know this guy. He looks good. I think he looks.
If I'm not mistaken,
I'm pretty disappointed.
From One Life to Live.
I can't really judge because I haven't seen him, but I just really like, I was hoping they could get J. Kenneth Johnson, but, I mean, he'll always be Philip to me, so.
Me too. I'm not really excited about the whole prospect of Philip and Belle that was not one of my favorite pairings.
I didn't realize
Philip with Chloe or something else.
Yeah, I don't like Philip and
like
Belle. I just
like
Sean and Belle.
Well, you know, maybe they'll surprise us this time. I mean, it's not.
Chloe's back. I never get. She's coming back for a little bit. She doesn't excite me at all. Not a fan.
There's a little bit of hope, just a little bit of hope that they'll make it interesting this time and not bore us to sleep.
Well, they need to. They need to. Well, are you excited about the new Phillips?
I know of him on One Life to Live. I think, and this is just me, I think if it's done the right way, if they have him in a Dynamite story, that's really good. I think, just like anything else, you know, kind of like how when they bring some of these other characters in and they just take us over, kind of like Vargas and James, the guy that plays Clyde. James Reed. And, you know, I think if he comes in on fire, you know, it may not be such a bad thing, but if they bring them on and do nothing with them, I would be pretty mad, because I mean, the one thing the audience is not is stupid. We are very smart people, and I just don't see the value in bringing on new people and doing nothing with them, and putting them in stories that. They don't make sense. Now, with that being said, I'm willing to give it all a chance. I'm willing to give the writers a chance, or whatever the case may be. And that's kind of all I have to say about that. But they have a lot of people. Oh my God! I mean, maybe in between, I would probably say 25 or 30 people, maybe even more than that. I mean, my God. I mean, you know, Sierra's gone. And, you know, little Theo. And, you know, we haven't heard anything about. Are they soaring, aging everybody, all the babies?
That's what we've heard.
Yeah, that's what we've heard. I don't know, but yeah.
Well,
like Sierra,
I mean, not Parker,
Shade,
and not,
not
you know,
Parker,
and not Kate, but pretty
yeah,
much everybody else.
Yeah.
But I hope, surely we will get scenes with Bo and Sierra. I mean, I love Lauren Bowles, and I wish they would have not, if that's the one that I really didn't want them to sore ass, but even if they are going to, I hope they don't bring her on until, which I guess is going to be most of these teens, until January, you know, or late Christmas, because I really want to see Sierra and her dad. And
you know what? She was good enough. I think that they would have used her a little bit more. Lauren could have won an Emmy.
She should have.
She is really good. She is
really
good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she got the prenom.
Honey, she had it in my book. That little girl right there was off the chain. She was better than Cameron Grimes on Young and the Restless when she won a couple years back. You know, as a child, and I think Lauren was a little bit younger than her. At the time,
with Lauren and Allison Sweeney with the jewelry and everything. It's
our
favorite thing.
Hilarious. Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, when you can outsmart Sammy there, you know, at her own game. Yeah.
But yeah. You know what I think is so cool is the fact that, you know, we love Sammy even though she was really bad. We loved her. But Will, I mean, they have taken Will and they have made him almost unrecognizable. I mean, I can't really even call him.
He's not
really
rootable like Sammy was.
Yeah, I can't really call him Sammy's son because the way he does things is not the way Sammy would do them. And he's not really smart. Sammy was smart. That's the thing. I mean, if Sammy got caught, it was like 2 years down the line or something. But, I mean, he's not good at doing what he's doing. He's not good at being vindictive and sneaky like his mom.
I think it's a bad combination of writing and the actor. I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's a combination, but it's really a bad combination because you don't root for him. There's always something that you knew that there was a dimension to Sammy. Sammy did awful things, but usually there was some sympathy that we had, you know, either for the fact that she, you know, in her youth or whatever it was, there were reasons why we still love Sammy. There is nothing to love with Will.
Same with Nicole too. Even all the bad things Nicole did, there's something. You know, you're always rooting for Nicole.
Well, I think they had a much more. I think their pasts were more enduring. You know, Sammy being raped and Nicole being a stripper. You know, doing things that they really didn't want to do or you know, things, you know, just happened. But you know, I mean, Will really. He really doesn't, I mean, besides being gay and coming out and stuff like that, he really didn't really go through a whole lot. I mean, as far as going through.
Other than Sammy and Lucas as parents.
I think he had a pretty good, that's the one thing
with the other
actors that played Will, we did see a pretty long history. I mean, he came on the show in, what, about the mid-90s, 1994, 1995, and he was always, I mean, he wasn't a baby very long. He was, you know, and so we really, I feel like we kind of really grew up with him, and, you know, and I don't know. I think it's some poor writing, and I just don't think that Guy Wilson was necessarily a good fit. He may be great in some other things, I don't know, but I just feel like this has just not been a good marriage between the writing and the actor. It's almost as if they're wanting the audience to not care about Will, to me. It seems like they've almost made him unlikable or unreadable.
Oh.
Well, I'm willing to at least say, you know, hopefully with the new changes coming in, that are already in place, that it'll prove us wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind being wrong.
I think Angela and I were talking about this before. Well, it seems like all the actors are so positive and they're just loving it. I mean, but you know, we've heard that before. Every time there's a change of regime and change of writers and everything, everyone's so, you know, happy. But I'm hoping that this is truly their, you know, the truth. You know, that this is going to be good and all the actors
Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols have really, really some positive things. And frankly, Stephen Nichols, when he's been on before and things were not great, he said they weren't great. So I think he's been pretty straightforward.
Very excited about it too, and he's out. Like I said, he's always out there tweeting teases and, you know, keeping everybody interested. So
Mary Beth has a new website called Plank Blog, and she has I guess it was a week or 2 weeks ago she posted an interview where she and Stephen Nichols kind of interviewed themselves, and they talked about the show, and they filmed it there at the studios. So it was real. I thought it was excellent, and of course, it just shows why we all always love Steve and Kayla. But I think they were. You could really, really feel the excitement that they had about the show and what was coming up.
Well, it's going to be exciting to see him back, you know, and Bo and all that guy.
I'm kind of hoping that. That these smiles are because of Josh Griffith. I really hope he's doing most of the writing. I mean, we saw the history of Hatchet
Yeah. Well, I think they're aware. I think people are aware that Dina is not necessarily well received. And while they do, but you'll notice that all the actors will be very specific. Usually they'll say something about Josh, but then, like even in that interview with Mary Beth and Stephen, then Stephen jumps in, you know, of all people, quite honestly, to say, you know, and Dina too, because, you know, Dina was here during the past regimes or whatever. So I think they're trying to be very politically correct in mentioning her, but I don't think it's lost on the cast or the show, and certainly not on Sony and NBC, that a lot of folks aren't necessarily thrilled to death to see Dina come back. But again, just like you just said, Kenneth, we may all be wrong. She may be fantastic this time around.
Well, I so hope so, honey. I so hope so. I haven't saw any of her stuff on a New York Times bestseller, but I'm just saying. I mean, that's just me. Doing a little
bit
of shade.
Well, the only thing I can say is that she did write well for Nicole.
Yes, she did.
So hopefully we'll see some of that. Oh, these are such emotional scenes with Daniel and Nicole, and again, I'm not a big Daniel fan, and Nicole, you know, I don't know if it's Ariana, and she really is really upset, or she's just really doing some fantastic acting. I mean, her face is beet red when she's crying.
Her eyes
are bloodshot. I mean, I really felt like, especially even during the proposal, I thought she was really crying. It was really sweet.
I don't know if there's some kind of personal stuff going on there. You know, because they're personally involved, you know, in her life. So there could be some of that going on too. But I don't know. But do you remember when she had when she lost the baby, how she was and how emotional,
mm-hmm.
and that she really did such an excellent job with that.
I think a lot of that could be contributed to method acting.
But even her face is red. Her nose is red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's really into she really gets into it. You know.
She makes me cry. You know,
that can make me cry. Watching the soap, can make me cry is Nicole. Most definitely,
And she's so vulnerable with Will Parker.
Parker? Oh, yeah.
Those scenes last week, you know, the fact that he was being so excited about them getting together and being together and being mm-hmm. a family, and, I mean, that was just, I thought, Ariane Sicker is a great actress, no doubt about it, and she really hasn't had much to play the last year, but that, you could just tell, you know, I thought she did a great job in the scenes, because you can tell how vulnerable that character is to wanting a family.
Well, I think that's what makes it, you know, that's what makes her character really tick, because, you know, every time she looks into Parker's eyes, it's a reminder of what she can never have, her own baby, you know, and that's got to be tough for anybody, you know, to want to bear children and just can't. You know, for one reason or another, and then, you know, when it's just horrible, because then, you know, when they did the pregnancy storyline, and she lost the baby a long time ago, and then she was faking it. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, how many people in real life do we know that, know like that they have lost a sense of reality? You can kind of put that in a category to having a mental illness, almost so to speak. I mean, I had a relative of mine that went through that same experience. She lost her baby, and there was all the chance she could ever have of having a baby, and so you hold on to those moments as long as you can, whether they be real or not. And she lost a lot over it, but you know, that's it was real to me. what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
I think when she actually lost the baby on the show, I can't even remember now what year it was, 2009, whenever it was. I mean, Ariane Zucker did, to me, she deserved to win an Emmy that year because it was so real. And then when Brady came in, I think this is one of the reasons why I just really still want Brady and Nicole somehow, some way, at some point to come together, because the fact that he came there and found her and scooped her up and, you know, took her to the hospital, and they did a very realistic job with that, and it was just tragic. I mean, I think, you know, it really was, and you really felt that with Nicole. Like I said, but then I think that's all due to Ariane Zucker. She is so good, and she deserves a good story, and she shows a lot of vulnerability. She's one of my favorites from the show.
Okay. You know, before we wrap it up here, I just wanted to make the announcement about Day of Days. They're having that on the 14th of November. So that's they made that announcement, I think, just the other week. So I don't know if any people are interested in that. So that should be a big time. And I think they're having their anniversary show on the 9th? I think it's that Monday before. Mm-hmm. I think that's the special show. So
that's,
I don't know what's going on. They're doing like a bicentennial. Salem is having a bicentennial. So that's the big thing. So,
and we just had centennial about 5 or 10 years ago. So it's really nice and fast. And
yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, it stands to reason that Salem would be sore ass.
There you go.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
For
the, I have a question
as a plot point.
Yeah.
You know, I have a question about that. So, considering the time that the writers started writing for the show, is it safe or is it not safe to kind of say whether or not if this is kind of like their pre-planning as far as ushering in the new writers with the bicentennial thing?
Well, that'll be before, though, right? The new writers
in
August.
Yeah, don't the new writers...
The bicentennial isn't until the fall.
August, yeah.
Yeah, and the bicentennial is November. But, but it'll be the new writing.
Because I remember they did do that when that writing team that came in, 4 years ago, 5 years... They are the ones that rolled out the new town center or the Horton Town Square. That was kind of like their opening. But I think this one, I don't know if anything is going to, any big things are going to happen, but I know that, isn't it about mid-August or maybe late August that their scripts start showing up?
I
heard mid-August.
They said the 20th. Melissa Salmon put out something. I think she said it's the August 20th.
Okay.
It's when that first script starts singing. But I just said that kind of like because you had the bicentennial poster. And so that they put out there, it was like November 9th, 2015. So I was kind of wondering if that was the more of the old writers or the new writers, you know, kind of putting that out there as far as what's to come with the bicentennial, you know, kind of like what Mar Darnim did before they actually started, when they actually took over, you know, there was like a shift. It was a subtle shift.
I'm anxious to see if we can tell when the shift happens. If we see such a,
yeah, I think,
a big grad,
they would have had to have come up with something, because even while Tomlin and Weitzel were there, they knew that the anniversary was coming, the 50th anniversary was coming. So they probably had thought whatever their vision was for it may not be, or probably is not going to be what we see on the screen, but they would have at least had a plan for it back when they were still writing.
And it could be all rewritten too, but so, yeah, true. Okay. So, anything else? And I think it's about time to end it here.
That's it for me.
Kenneth, I hope you're doing better.
Yeah, I am.
I'm doing so fine. I had my, like a long story short, I had wisdom teeth extractions, and it was with my bottom teeth. And the thing was, they loosened them up and everything, got them all loose and everything, and they would not come out. And they had to actually go into my jaw and actually cut pieces of my jaw out.
Yeah,
to get it out. And on top of that, I got an infection, and then my blood pressure shot up, and I was in the hospital because we couldn't get the blood pressure down.
Wow.
And we were trying to treat the infection at the same time. So,
bless your heart.
Knock on wood, because I know somebody that died from that. I had no idea how serious it was. I really didn't.
Bless your heart.
So
glad you're better.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, keep getting better. Oh, I will.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks to Angela as well.
Thank you for having me.
It's a good show.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Love you all.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.